Hi, and welcome to the radio version of DC Public Safety. I'm your host, Len Sipes. At our microphones this morning is Robert Snydowski. He is with the Sex Offender Unit. He is a community supervision officer. And Robert, welcome to DC Public Safety.
Thank you. Good morning.
Okay. Now, you have an interesting background. You did what in another state before coming to the Court Services and Offender Supervision Agency?
I worked probation and parole in a home confinement unit, basically tracking offenders electronically.
Right. And what made you come to Court Services and Offender Supervision? And this was another state where you did that,
That's correct.
Okay.
I just did some research on the agency and I heard a lot of good things about the agency and just thought it would be a good step for my career.
One of the reputations I think we have in terms of our sex offender unit is that we have probably one of the better sex offender units in the country.
Definitely. I was very impressed when I got here to see all the tools that CSOSA had to offer the employees.
Right. And quite frankly, I mean, my experience in terms of working for a Department of Justice agency that, you know, we made our jobs of knowing what was going on throughout the country. It is probably better equipped, better staffed, if you will, in terms of what we do within the District of Columbia than just about any other state in the country.
It's amazing. I've really got a chance to use some of these tools, especially GPS monitoring when I got here. GPS has done a lot for the sex offender unit. It's led us in a lot of different cases. It's helped us out. We've placed individuals at crimes at a certain time that something's happened. We've realized that that person was there using the GPS monitoring. We've found people, you know, with no contact conditions with certain people. We found them to be in contact with those victims. So it's really given us a strong way to supervise these offenders and find out what they're actually doing out in the community.
Now, we should explain, what is GPS? Is Global Positioning System?
Correct. Global Positioning Satellite.
Satellite tracking.
Right. We can actually monitor exactly where they are almost real time within a few minutes. We get an update every few minutes as to where they are. We can tell where they are, how long they've been there. We can zoom in and actually get a photograph of the area that they're at. So it gives us a very accurate picture.
We can match their movements via satellite and impose that, not impose that, what word am I looking for, superimpose that on a map of the area, right?
Correct.
So we can see graphically, visually, whether or not, say, a child sex offender is hanging out at a school, a playground, a subway station where there is a lot of children.
Exactly. We can set exclusion zones around schools or whatever area you might want the offender to stay away from. We can set an exclusion area, and we actually get an alert through the computer that they've been in that area. Or if we set a curfew for the person that they need to be off the street at a certain time at night, if they're out past their curfew, we automatically will get an alert that that offender's been out.
Okay. Explain to me, Robert, about the sex offender unit. It's a low ratio of community supervision officers to offenders. What is it, 25 to 1, 30 to 1?
That's just about correct.
Okay. And at the same time, we have an array of different things that we do, and we have in terms of supervision, and we have an array of certain things we do in terms of counseling to help that person come to grips with their history of sex offending, correct?
Correct.
All right. Tell me about the supervision side.
Well, as soon as they're placed on the supervision, we refer them for sex offender treatment, which is very important. That's what we're there for. The reason we have the lower caseloads compared to a general supervision unit is that we're dealing with much more high-risk individuals, and they need to be supervised at a much more intense level. We see them a lot more often in the office, the community, their jobs. So we're definitely seeing a lot of them.
Now, the tools, we already talked about satellite tracking. You have the ability to go into their homes whenever you want to take a look around, something called an accountability tour where we tour with police officers, correct?
That is correct. Accountability tours with the Metropolitan Police Department has been a great asset to us. Recently, one of the officers in our unit was supervising a male who lived with his girlfriend and another live-in person who rented a room. The officer went out. The person was to have no contact with minors.
Right.
So the officer and MPD went out on the accountability tour. When they got to the home, there was minors present in the home.
Wow. Okay.
So what was basically going on was this offender was hiding all of the children's toys, clothing, et cetera, before the officers would show up. But when they did this random visit with police, they found out that the guy had his kids staying there the whole time.
And that's extraordinarily important in terms of our principal role, which is protecting public safety.
Absolutely.
Okay. You also have what, lie detector tests. You can go and remotely, I find this very interesting, remotely view their computers to find out if they've been assessing sexual sites or child porn that, needless to say, is against the law and they cannot have access to, correct?
Obviously, yes, that is correct. And the polygraph testing, that's another great tool that's used in sex offender treatment. It often leads to the offender disclosing a lot more victims, a lot more activities that we were unaware of before they actually went through this.
Now, also at the same time, we have investigators who can trail these individuals on a 24-hour basis if necessary, and we can provide some sort of device that measures his arousal level. And so these are all tools, both in terms of supervision and treatment.
That's correct. With the PPG, the plethysmograph, that's a tool used in sex offender treatment. It measures the offender's arousal to certain age groups or genders of people. So they may have an offense against, you know, an adult female, but the PPG may show that they have also have an attraction towards adolescent children.
Okay. So they're in supervision by certified counselors.
Correct. We have three different treatment providers here in the District of Columbia.
Okay. And any interesting stories that come out of all of this, or did you tell that story?
That was the one I was focusing on.
And that's a very interesting story because it shows the power of the cooperative relationship that we have with the Metropolitan Police Department.
That's correct. The GPS, I guess a pretty good story. One of our offenders wasn't allowed to have contact. Anything, no pornographic materials, etc. We were really having a hard time keeping track of this guy's time. He was just being very deceptive about his whereabouts. Mm-hmm. GPS, we noticed he kept going to a certain location in D.C., mm-hmm. a certain block area. So a couple officers and I went to this area. And the offender was actually viewing pornographic materials, peep shows, mm-hmm. in a basement, we called him, you know, right. with coins in his pocket to view right. these shows. So it tracked him right down to the exact building he was in.
The whole idea is accountability and public safety.
Correct.
Robert, thanks for being at the microphones today.
Thank you very much.